for the community of South Oxfordshire. This is Wallingford Radio, Out and About.
Hi there, Liam from Wallingford Radio here on another Out and About interview. We're down with Dan Reed from Wallingford Fire Station. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Liam.
Hi, Dan. So, the great weather's here. We're all out and enjoying the sunshine. People are going to be busting out the barbecues. I take it you guys have got some advice. Should we start with gas barbecues? How's the best way of keeping everyone safe at the moment?
Yeah, sure. Gas barbecues are really popular. So it's ensuring the gas tap is off before we're changing any of the cylinders. Once we're finished cooking, it's making sure this tap is off. It's important not to over tighten any of the connections. And it's important as well to keep only the amount of gas cylinders you actually require, and they are kept outside.
And for the people on the charcoal barbecues, obviously sometimes you get a bit different flavour when you're doing your barbecuing. Different safety rules for those?
Yeah, charcoal, the best way. It's making sure these are lit and used outside. Again, it's ensuring these away from any trees and fences, only use proper lighting fluid and not petrol, and it's important not to leave them unattended. At the end of the evening, once you've finished using it, it's making sure all it's all cool and they're all disposed of once they're cold.
And I'm sure you must have heard that the waste recycling centres, the dumps, are all closed at the moment, and I know people might be doing DIY and a bit of garden clearance. If people are tempted to have like a small scale bonfire in their garden, I take it you guys wouldn't necessarily recommend that.
No, we don't really encourage people to have fires in their gardens. But you know, if people are going to have fires, it's making sure that they're in a controlled environment.
Okay, so we've done a bit of work and maybe we're having a small bonfire in the garden with only things that we should be burning. Have you got some guidelines then, just to make sure that everyone is safe if we do decide to go down that route?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's things we should be burning, so, i.e. the garden waste, and not be tempted to put other things on it. And if we are doing it, it's liaising with the neighbours, just making sure they're aware that you're having a fire. That is a suitable distance away from houses, fences and outdoor structures. Ensuring it's not too big as well. It's making sure, again, like the barbecues, no accelerants are used on this. Making sure no smoke is going to drift across any roads. And ensuring someone is responsible of the fire and that it's extinguished later night.
Brilliant, thanks for that. I'm sure that the last thing anyone wants to do is to cause extra panic and hassle at the moment, especially with everyone living side by side at the moment, and obviously not wanting to cause any extra strain on the emergency services. After your barbecue and maybe clearing up a little bit of waste, what are the other sort of tips that people could be getting on with whilst they're stuck at home at the moment then?
Checking smoke alarms, making sure they work, so we're checking them on a regular basis. It's making sure the batteries are actually in the smoke alarms and they're in date as well. And 10-year life alarms that people have, making sure they're in date. And people can look up home fire safety and other safety on our webpage, www.365alive.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, lots of useful tips and advice there for us, and we'll be getting on to that now. Thanks, Dan, and hope to speak to you again soon.
Thanks, Liam. Speak to you soon.
If you run or know of a local organisation that deserves a shout-out, email us local@wallingfordradio.co.uk.
For the community of South Oxfordshire, this is Wallingford Radio, Out and About.